ticket.
All right, so we is here, back on Radio Row after a big night of fun.
My goodness.
In which we were told after dinner by multiple people, including but not limited to former Cowboys PR director Joe Trahan and our buddy Dan Fine, to go to a place called The Dungeon. So we had dinner down in the quarter at Felix's, and then
char-grilled oysters for the win.
Dude, I can't think of a food I like more than char-grilled oysters.
I feel right you now. Guys had a problem last night. Like you were
a problem.
You were eating like you both had 24 oysters.
That's not possible.
Without apology, I'll do it again tonight.
Right.
Don't try and stop me.
There were six of us, and we had three orders of char-grilled oysters and one order of raw oysters.
Yes.
Yeah, take the raw away. I mean, I can. They're fine. Char-grilled is so good.
They are. They're incredible. When did that become a thing? Because I feel like in my former life, it was just raw oysters. That's it. That's all you could get. I don't remember the option of char-grilled.
I don't have a good history of it because I wasn't touching them until a certain age when
Speaking of touching them, stupid idiot Corby picks one up off the plate. Ow! It's hot! Yeah, they just came
just
off the grill,
you, idiot.
You moron.
Look. It was a moment of weakness. I'll admit it.
This shell is so hot.
What's with
but
this?
But it came from the ocean.
What's with this food coming out of an oven being hot?
Literally.
Wait till I tell Dateline what you guys did to my hand.
I'm holding it like the guy in Raiders of the Lost Ark with the medallion. Ah! Like the
headpiece of Ra.
Yeah. So we were told to go to this bar called The Dungeon. And that's all they really said was just go. Just go.
Very sketchy name, so I peeled off.
We had a group of six at dinner, and then we had peel-offs from that. And then we had a group of three, you, me, and Donnie, went to meet up with Joe Trahan and his people.
Yeah.
And
the Tony Faye group.
Yeah, and we saw a jazz band at a hotel bar. And then everybody else peeled off after that and just left me and Corby. And
never a good idea.
Even Donnie bailed, huh?
Yeah.
Never a good idea to leave the two of us to our own devices.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, and Trahan was adamant because his family's from here, and he's been here a million times. He said, you got to go to The Dungeon. You guys will definitely talk about it on the show. And so it's down this really thin, dark alley. It's right off of Bourbon. It's around the corner. And so you squeeze down this tiny alley. Then there's...
He could barely fit.
Yeah,
really?
I had to walk sideways.
Suck it in.
And then there's this little kind of open-air atrium. And then there's the door with the bouncer. And then it's a shotgun bar. And they tell us when we come in, I said, by the way, there's a private party upstairs, so you can't go up there. And so we're like, okay. So we sit down at the
bar.
But we
didn't even know there was an upstairs. Like, it wasn't.
Question.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's a shotgun bar?
Just narrow. Narrow and long.
Okay. Incredibly narrow.
Okay.
And so we sit down and we get some drinks. And, you know, it's kind of a heavy metal voodoo bar. There's just skulls everywhere. It's got red lights.
Leaning into New Orleans.
It's really dim. The jukebox has all 80s, 70s, and 80s metal. It's loud.
I'm interested.
The bartender has a Rolling Stone shirt that she has cut basically into a halter top with side boob. And so we're enjoying ourselves. It's a really interesting place with interesting people. But we're like, what's the big deal? And we keep seeing people come and go from the staircase. And I'm like, I'm going to go see what's going on. And Corby's like, let's go. So we walk up there. We get to the top of the stairs. And the guy there, I think they thought we were squares or narcs or something. Because at first they told us not to go up there. We go up there, and he says, we're at capacity. Nobody can come in.
But there had been 10, 12 people that have come downstairs to make it not capacity.
Right. And it's a $20 cover.
Okay.
And so we're like, oh, okay. I'm like, I didn't want to pay $20 anyway. But there's a window right there at the top of the stairs. So as you're walking back down, you can look through the window and kind of get an idea of what's going on in there.
And by the way, when we got to the actual door or whatever with the bouncer there, there was just dudes. It was just like dudes everywhere.
Okay.
And no girls.
Tell me about this window then.
Well, I could see when we were talking to the bouncer what was going on. I didn't have to look through the window because I could see. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, so there's a truss in the ceiling in the middle of the room, and there is a woman with, like, her belly button to the ground with her arms and legs bound behind her, and she's just wrapped in ropes, and she's just bound up, suspended from the ceiling.
Okay, that's a little different bars.
It's like a fetish show.
And they told us something like that. Like, I don't know who we asked. Like, what's going on up there? And they used some terminology that I'd never heard of before. I was like, what? I don't remember. Yes, it was. Like a fetish thing.
Yeah.
A woman was hanging from the ceiling with ropes all over her, and dudes are just staring.
What does that pay an hour, you think?
I don't know.
Just like giving her a push so she spins around. I mean, what is the point?
I don't know. I do not know. And then...
Was there more than just the one girl?
I don't know, but it was the most uncomfortable 15 seconds of my life. I was like, oh.
So you didn't bum rush?
No. So we go back down to the bar, and then maybe 20 minutes later...
Try to save her?
Yes.
20 minutes later, there's just a line of dudes walking down the stairs and past us at the bar because the show was over. Whatever they were doing was done.
Yeah.
And so
they all left.
All these dudes go walking out like, "Oh man, that was great."
It was so weird.
Why was this place recommended to you two?
We don't know. I think because of that.
Yeah,
there's something weird going on.
Because there's just always something bizarre going on in that room. I guess
different
shows every night.
But they don't tell you. It's like, you need to go.
Yeah.
You just need to go.
Yeah, so they knew that we would be shocked and amazed.
You think if I had hung in there with you, they would have offered the same recommendation, or they would have said, probably not you, though?
No, you would have. Look, anyone who didn't know what was going on that walked up there and saw that would have been wildly freaked out or entertained.
Why didn't you guys go like Han and Luke and try to rescue her from the detention level on the Death Star? Like maybe she needed a couple heroes.
See, I think if Bob had come with us, that the bartender would have looked at Bob and gone,
"Where's my holy water?" Yeah, it would have turned into the Lost Boys really fast.
Yeah.
It was so weird. And
how are your maggots, Michael?
And they told us when we walked in there, no pictures or videos.
Yeah, and then immediately Corby's like, "Let's take a selfie."
I forgot.
Yeah, you guys did take one.
I know, we did. We did from the dungeon. And then, and we posted it, and there were people that had been there. They're like, "Dude, no photos in there." Like, they knew.
Yeah. Well, and shortly after that, some dude down the bar from us, he's like taking a video of his friend, and the bouncer's like shining his flashlight, "No photos, no videos."
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird, man.
It was a bizarre place.
Yes.
Do you feel like you missed out, Lando?
Kind of. I would check that place out.
The jukebox would definitely be right up your alley, Lando.
God, we heard Motorhead's Ace of Spades like three times.
I'm familiar. It's a great tune.
Yeah,
it is.
And the vampire bartender, she had a skip button.
Hot.
So if any, I mean, she was
dungeon hot.
Yeah, she was like evil vampire.
Was she Shire hot?
Yes.
Yeah, she was Shire.
She would have killed it at the Shire.
Yeah,
Shire.
But bar full of dudes hot.
But yeah, if anybody put anything on the jukebox that she didn't like, she would just immediately skip it, or it would get to like the first chorus and she'd be like, "Eh,
out."
Greatest.
All right. Wow. Sounds like I missed out.
We did determine that because she had the giant Rolling Stones shirt with the tongue.
A giant shirt.
Well, it just had it was a black shirt that she had cut the sleeves off of to show her side boob. and it was just the Lips logo that was, it took up the entire front of the
shirt. Yeah, yeah. We determined that's the greatest, most iconic band logo that there is. Like, you just, you don't have to, it's them.
Yeah. And we ramped it up after that because we got a hand grenade at Tropical Isle.
Was that a mistake?
The whole night was a mistake.
The whole night was a mistake.
Dude, char-grilled oysters.
Well, that part was fine. But the rest of the night was disastrous.
After the hand grenade, I was on a different level of consciousness that I've ever been on before.
And it was sugar. It was all, it was like Beavis.
It's sugar and Everclear. And then, so we end up on Frenchman Street, which, on a, bizarrely, on a Wednesday night, was completely dead. There was only one bar open, and we saw this random three-piece band.
Yeah.
And then we get back to the hotel, and I don't have any waters in my room, so we're trying to fill up a bunch of cups from the water in the lobby.
Fruit water. Fruit water lobby in the hotel. It is.
Yeah, so I'm trying to balance, like, three cups with my room key, trying not to spill.
And a drink carrier.
Yeah, and then as soon as I get in the room, I put everything down on my nightstand, lay down on the bed, pass out. Next thing I know, it's 10:30 in the morning.
And he's had none of his water.
Man.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, feel great.
Ready to reset for
better
tonight.
Than yesterday? Because you didn't feel good yesterday.
Yeah, better than yesterday.
One last night in New Orleans.
I know. What are we? How are we going to top that?
I don't know. I just want to go to bed. I don't think I can do anything anymore. No. We are in the midst of greatness right now as Marcus Allen.
Hey,
Juice.
Just don't.
OJ.
Dave wants him to go act like he's OJ.
Marcus. You and OJ both had Nicole, but only one of you killed him. Killed her.
Dang it, I messed up.
How old do you think he is? How old is Marcus Allen? Is he 65?
60-something, yeah. See, he won the Heisman in 81 or 2.
Like, he looks 40. Great.
Yeah, you know what they say.
What do they
say? Corby? Go ahead.
He will be 65 in March.
Let us get the webcam on you real close up.
He'll be pounding that.
Yeah.
Whoa, Bob.
Okay, so I'm glad you're here for the pre-rant festivities.
I'm glad I'm here just to see Marcus Allen.
God, that's almost for you like seeing Lee Harvey Oswald.
What can you
He's
tell
that
us about
close
Mark?
To OJ.
What can you tell us about Marcus Allen?
Hmm?
What can you tell us about him?
Okay, so honestly, there's only a few things I know about him. I know the Nicole Brown Simpson thing. Did you hear that, Marcus? I know about the Nicole Brown Simpson thing.
He's not here.
Oh.
Yeah, you're really tough when he's 100 yards away.
And then I think he played for the Raiders.
Bingo.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Running back.
Yep.
Yeah.
And one of his cousins went to junior high with me.
Really?
Yeah.
White guy?
Does it matter, Corby?
No, it's just
with
asking.
Corby, it does.
You all right, brother?
Literally everything with Corby.
It's unbelievable.
Comes down to
no
race.
Idiots.
Wait, you went to school with black people? I've only read about that in books.
No, he...
I don't think simple Corby reads very
he
much.
He disavowed reading earlier today, Gordon.
I've only seen it in picture books.
Every page has a new picture.
All right, yes. So what is the thing?
All right. Can you crank me up a little bit, Michael?
Crank it, Glenn.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Michael. Wonderful working with you this week. So,
too much Corby.
Dave and I.
Way too much Corby.
Dave and I went to a place last night called The Dungeon, and we told this story about an hour and a half ago.
BDSM Are you aware of this
thing?
Place?
Is it like a BDSM thing?
Okay. Hold that thought.
Okay. Mm.
It is a little tiny bar right off of Bourbon Street.
It's on Bourbon Street.
No, it's around the corner. Let me, I'll tell you exactly. Hold
yeah.
On.
Okay.
And tiny little shotgun bar. You walk in and it's kind of a metal theme bar. Metal music is playing, skulls, crossbones everywhere. Everything's black in there. You know, it's dimly lit.
All right. It's on Toulouse Street. So yes. you're going down Bourbon, you go on Toulouse and it's maybe, quarter of a block. There's a very narrow alley.
And we were told when we walked in, hey, don't go upstairs. There's a private party going on. And we're like, okay, we didn't even know there was an upstairs. So Dave and I sit down, we get a beer, and we're sitting there talking, and we notice that people are walking, coming downstairs, and, you know, two, three guys at a time. And we're like, what's going on up there? And so we decide to walk up there. And we walk up there, and then there's a guy, there's another door, and there's a guy sitting there, a bouncer, and he says, we are at capacity. You can't come in. And it was $20 to get in anyway up there. And we were like, okay.
It's a private party that costs money?
Apparently, we're not really sure. Well, then I can see what's going on. All it is are dudes up there, okay? And it's a very small room, mm-hmm. probably 20, 25 guys.
Donkey show.
They're all looking at something, and I turn my head to see a woman suspended from the ceiling with ropes everywhere, and she's literally facing the floor at this point.
Yeah, she's basically like tied up like a
hog tied.
Yeah,
yes.
Like hog tied,
suspended off the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like ropes all around her and stuff. Mm-hmm. And these guys are just looking at her.
She's clothed.
Yeah,
she's wearing like a yoga gear.
Mm-hmm. And they're just sitting there, kind of. No one's saying a word. There wasn't any music or anything up there, was there?
I don't remember any music.
No, because the jukebox was so loud down below, I'm sure it bled upstairs. And that was it. And we were like, okay. And we kind of sheepishly walked down and we're like, what did we just see? And then 20 minutes later, all these guys all walked downstairs when the show was over and walked out of the place.
Well, it may have been a rope artist that was displaying his craft. There's some term for this.
Yeah, that's
like
we were,
all these Japanese terms for rope.
We thought you would have it on the tip of your tongue.
No,
I
never did rope.
Check
play.
Your almanac.
But was it just a sex thing?
No, I mean it's that, but it's also kind of
a performance.
Know, yeah, yeah. But I mean, there's guys who they. I mean, it's a whole art, you know, where guys make their own rope and then they learn all the different types of restraints and all that
for sex purposes.
Yeah, it's sex tinged, but there's also this art to it. You know, it's not like you have Grex right afterwards or anything.
Raw dog.
You could, but
well,
but yeah,
Ham, just calm down.
It was so awkward, and I can't imagine being in that small space, not saying a word, with 20 other guys that you have no idea who they are.
Accidentally mm-hmm. making eye contact with some real twerked out dude.
I know. It wasn't right.
Why wasn't it right?
It just wasn't. It wasn't
if
right.
Consenting adults, then what's the problem?
It's just weird.
Why do you know New Orleans so well?
What do you mean?
You have a very suspicious knowledge
it's
of New Orleans.
It's all about Lee Harvey.
What is a suspicious knowledge of
Did
New
you
Orleans?
Take everybody on the Lee Harvey
he
tour last night?
He took us on the Lee Harvey tour last night, and it was wonderful, but he knows way too much about every building on our path back to our hotel.
Because it all is Lee Harvey tinged.
So did he book our hotel?
No. I didn't even find out that we were near all that stuff. As I told you and Craig, as we were walking and looking at those sites, I had never been there before.
For real?
Yeah. The first time that I saw those sites was when I did an Instagram live stream on Tuesday night. When was the media party?
Tuesday night.
Okay, yeah. So that was when I saw it for the first time, was on that stream. And then last night, or whenever it was that we walked by there, I showed you guys.
Yeah.
So I didn't even find out that you were staying near there.
I enjoyed it very much.
Until
but
this week.
You never cease to amaze me with how much stuff you have stuck in your head.
I know. Yet I couldn't tell you what I'm supposed to do next week or what I did last week or anything like that.
Yeah, he's pointing at specific windows and let's go down the street.
I'm sure he owns the toilet in there.
Wait, what? That's just weird. Y'all are not interested in history at all? New Orleans has so much.
Very much
history.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, you come to a new city and...
Could you live in this town?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I love this town.
Okay.
I love the town. I don't know
very much about it, and I've not explored it very much, but what I've seen, I love.
I'll take you to a few rope shows.
Yeah, I know you will.
No, all right. Well, let's do E-News first.
Dave.
Oh, yeah, some stuff.
Damn it. All right, first of all, it's called Shibari. That's the Japanese art of rope play.
Yeah.
And I just posted on Blue Sky a picture of you and Marcus Allen that's cracking me up. You got to check that out.
It is 5 o'clock here on The Hardline, live from Super Bowl 59.
I don't have Blue Sky.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Thursday tradition, the rant revival.
It's you with your hand over your mouth talking about how we were going to call him OJ.
Yeah, I said that you're trying to throw your voice as OJ from hell, telling Marcus that you're still mad that he did stuff with Nicole.
Which starts with this.
Entertainment news you.
Brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
And ladies and gentlemen, here is Dave.
Thank you. We do have a few stories. We'll start with some TV news.
I love TV.
As
better than books.
President Donald Trump has called on CBS to cancel 60 Minutes, and he says that they should lose their license.
The longest running TV show in TV history,
yes.
Right?
You know, so he's mad. This goes back to a interview with Kamala during the election season. And so he put up a Truth Social post saying CBS and 60 Minutes defrauded the public by doing something which has never to this extent been seen before. They 100% removed Kamala's horrible election-changing answers to questions and replaced them with completely different and far better answers taken from another part of the interview.
What?
This was election-changing stuff. Election interference and, quite simply, election fraud at a level never seen before. CBS should lose its license, and the cheaters at 60 Minutes should all be thrown out, and this disreputable news show should be immediately terminated. With the new Democrat scandal that just arose with respect to USID legally paying large sums of money to Politico and other media outlets, the question must be asked. Was CBS paid for committing this fraud? So many questions to come. This will go down as the biggest broadcasting scandal in history.
I don't even understand what he's saying.
All caps?
Well, he's just saying that CBS kind of did a little...
They doctored
reassembly.
Her answers.
Yeah, they doctored her answers to make her sound better.
Oh.
And so CBS, for their part, they released what they say are the unedited transcripts of the interview. They released them yesterday. And they say they show that they were not being deceitful in any way. But there is a lawsuit. Like, he's sued CBS for $10 billion. So, who knows? Who knows? But it's only local affiliates that have licenses. Like, the networks don't have licenses. So there's not a license for CBS that can be pulled. But I guess they could be fined or restricted by the FCC or something. I don't know.
Or we could put them out of business like we did the NFL.
Right?
Yeah.
NBC, for their part, they have announced a slew of guests for the 50th anniversary SNL show on Sunday the 16th.
50 years.
Yeah.
Good God.
So there's more to be announced, but so far they've announced Adam Driver, Ayo Edebiri.
Uh-oh.
What?
He doesn't like Adam Driver because he killed Han Solo.
That's true. He'll never get over it.
Get over it.
That's like worse than trading Lucas, killing Han Solo.
It's like, who's the Montoya from Princess Bride?
Diego.
And I'm just obsessed with taking revenge on Adam Driver the rest of my life.
Bad Bunny, Dave Chappelle, John Mulaney, Kim Kardashian, Martin Short, Miley Cyrus, Paul McCartney, Paul Simon, Pedro Pascal, Peyton Manning, Quinta Brunson, Robert De Niro, Sabrina Carpenter, Scarlett Johansson, Steve Martin, Tom Hanks, and Woody Harrelson.
That's so they're A-list. All part of
too many
what?
People.
What are they doing?
This is the 50th anniversary live show.
Okay. All right. So there's a music show and then there's a live show.
Yeah, the music show is going to be Friday the 14th, and then the actual anniversary show is going to be Sunday the 16th.
You killed Han Solo, prepare to die.
It's going to be a horrible movie.
Did any of your...
Bob.
Not actually left-handed.
Did any of your siblings watch the Smurfs?
Five-fingered man or whatever.
When you were little?
Six-fingered man.
I think I watched the Smurfs.
You watched the Smurfs?
I think.
When I was a kid, I watched the Smurfs.
Did you?
Yeah.
I hated the Smurfs. I never watched the Smurfs.
But it was when we were kids, so it was like there was no choice. If it was on, that was the only cartoon you watched.
Yeah, I guess
so. That was the movie I went to in Honduras. Is the Smurf movie.
Well, they're rebooting it again. Pitufos. There is a new Smurfs movie, and they're making it a musical, so they're trying to capitalize on the Trolls movies.
Oh.
So they're trying to make it seem like that, I guess. Yeah. And so Paramount Pictures just dropped the full trailer for the movie. It comes out July 18th, but Rihanna is the voice of Smurfette.
Have they at least given them some more female Smurfs?
She's still the only one.
She's still handling all the action?
Yeah.
Gordon.
Dang.
That's what you think of.
They're Smurfs. They don't have sex, Gordon.
How do they
reproduce? What about blue?
Balls.
How do they reproduce?
Storks.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Is that why they're blue? It's because of the blue balls?
Why would Smurfette be blue?
Whoa.
Oh. She doesn't have...
Jeez.
Dave.
Jeez.
Does she bleed blue?
It's like whack-a-mole here right now.
Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Does she bleed blue? Like, maybe in, like, the feminine...
It's going nowhere good.
Maybe in the feminine product ads when they pour...
It's actually correct.
When they pour the blue liquid to show it doesn't leak, that's actually from Smurfette.
Dave.
Hey, I have a question about the Smurfs.
Is that a drop?
Yeah.
What's the...
Simple Corby, go ahead.
Where's the conflict?
What do you mean?
What was their
Gargamel
issue?
Gargamel was
the wizard that wanted to kidnap them all or whatever.
Well,
who
why?
Only had one tooth.
But he was a Smurf.
No.
No, he was not a Smurf. He was
a wizard.
A man.
He was a person.
He had a cat named Azrael who also hated Smurfs.
So his whole intention was to ruin the Smurf colony?
Yeah, but there was something like, didn't they have some kind of magical properties that he wanted to get a hold of?
Blue periods?
Yeah, maybe he just wanted to.
He wanted Smurfette's blue periods?
Yeah, he just wanted to.
I don't remember that being covered in the show.
Here, take another giant rip off that bong.
This is.
He just wanted her to sit on top of a beaker and fill it up.
What was the guy looking for in the Smurfs? Like, what did he want with them?
Why did he want Smurf?
Let's order
Smurf
a pizza,
Mother Smurfer.
It is a star-studded cast. They have Natasha Lyonne, Nick Offerman, Amy Sedaris, Nick Kroll.
Is this for the Saturday Smurfs Night Live thing?
This is the Smurfs movie. This is another list of celebrities.
All right.
Daniel Levy. Is it Levy or Levy?
So wait, who'd you say is playing Levy. The period haver in this one?
Rihanna.
Gordon.
Well, then what's Natasha Lyonne doing?
Well,
there's more Smurf.
No.
There's more girls.
No.
Now.
So the premise of this new Smurfs movie is that the Smurfs somehow are transported to our world, and so it's like
it's live action as well as animated.
It's a live action CGI mashup.
Gotcha.
So I guess these are human characters, but Octavia Spencer, Sandra Oh, Hannah Waddingham. James Corden, Alex Winter, Kurt Russell, John Goodman. So some of those, I think, like
My
John.
Goodness, that's a lot of
I think maybe John Goodman is Papa Smurf.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those are voices. Some of those will actually be humans. I don't know.
John Goodman from New Orleans, I think.
Another big robbery. I don't know if this is related to the Chilean gangs or whatever. Who are they blaming?
South American. Yeah, it might have been Chilean.
Yes, from Chile.
Peruvian.
Jeremy Piven is the latest to get robbed.
He creeps me out.
So
I didn't rob him.
Last Friday night, he came home and they had smashed the glass door of his upstairs bedroom. Like he had a glass door, I guess, to a balcony or something. They had smashed and ransacked his bedroom and stole
all his Shibari stuff.
$200,000 of rings, watches, and jewelry.
What's it called again?
Not Shibari.
Okay. What is it then?
Didn't he play the halftime show with the Lions game?
Smash, smash, smash!
That was Shaboozy.
Yeah, it's Shibari. That's what it says here.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's what Glitterati tweeted me on Blue Sky. Do you tweet on Blue Sky? What do you call those things?
I don't know.
You blew out something?
I'm not over there.
Yeah, I thought I just saw this. Jeremy Piven is in the Metroplex right now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like at Arlington Improv.
Wow.
Sorry, but
why does he creep
me out?
Why does he creep you out?
He doesn't. That was a joke.
I think I know the answer.
I
know the reason he creeps Gordon out is because in the movie Very Bad Things, he was having sex with a prostitute.
Was he the one that?
And yes,
meat hooked her.
Yes.
Oh man.
Yeah.
He tell racked her.
Her neck got pierced by the.
Okay, Corby. Just doesn't talk about Smurfs again. Something happened.
Talk about Smurf periods. last thing for E! News.
Yeah.
This is a sources say story, so
okay,
take it or leave it. But evidently Taylor Swift is mad at Blake Lively for using her in this Justin Baldoni feud.
Uh-huh.
So you know they're like at the center of this whole thing, there was a meeting in New York City at Blake and Ryan's penthouse where they had Justin come over to talk about this scene, the rooftop scene, and It Ends With Us. And Blake engineered it to where Taylor would come over right at the end of the meeting to intimidate
Justin Baldoni.
Yeah, to intimidate him, like, you know, yeah, look at all of these.
Blake and Ryan's side.
Yeah, look at all of these famous people that I have in my entourage. And so Taylor believes that Blake timed it so she would arrive, and that then when she texted him afterwards, comparing her, Blake texted Justin saying that I'm like Khaleesi from Game of Thrones, and Ryan and Taylor are like my dragons.
Like she actually said that in text, right?
Yeah. And so Taylor was like, you know, don't use my name in that way. I'm not your dragon. You can't sick me on people.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh.
And that Blake evidently has been for a long time using her friendship with Taylor as leverage with people.
Is anybody else tired of that whole story?
Yes, I'm extremely tired. So let's move on.
Because the whole thing feels like, I don't know who's a good person in any of this.
I don't either.
They both sound terrible.
I don't either. Yeah,
they both sound like toxic people.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next is the actual rant revival, and we'll see where it goes. We have a couple of stories that we could do, but maybe Gordon has other intentions.
Okay, get a better tease than that.
The ticket.
So
what's up?
Oh, yeah. I love Deep Eddie Vodka.
And he joins us now.
I also love my pitch man, Deep Eddie.
Hey, Gordy.
No.
I'm
so deep down here, I can barely see the sublime.
This is underwater.
Yeah, this is underwater. Deep Eddie's back at the station.
Corby, how's it going?
There's Deep Eddie.
Yeah.
If you love vodka like Different Deep Eddie loves vodka, then I suggest you get Austin's absolute finest. Pop a top for some fun, because that is what vodka was made for. And if you're into the hard seltzers, Deep Eddie, which I know you are, 4.5% ABV, they've got those in droves. They also have the new teas, sweet teas. Yes, I know you love tea.
They didn't get implants.
That's not funny, Deep Eddie, is it?
No.
Very serious.
Yeah, it's not. Well, so check it out. Pop a top for some fun. That's what vodka was made for, and that's what Deep Eddie is all about. Have some fun. Pour yourself a Deep Eddie vodka.
Yeah, take it from me.
Something funny, Ed? Brought to you by A1 Locksmith Security and Safes and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The Rat. 518. It is time for our Thursday tradition, the Rant Revival, featuring Gen X Davey Lane, Corby Snake Davidson, ladies and gentlemen, the one and the only, Gordon Keith.
So the picture that you posted of me and Marcus Allen,
brought to you by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
Which is brought to you by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Is very funny. It does look like I'm
talking about it.
Throwing your voice.
Throwing my voice.
It's like the perfect picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a perfect moment in time.
That's the closest that I'll ever come to having sex with Nicole Simpson.
Yes, I guess so. No.
That's an extremely weird
thing. I don't know. Do you have a backhoe?
What?
What?
What did he say?
Do you have a backhoe? Is it fine that you would dig her up?
Dave?
God.
Doesn't have a lot of taste to it.
No.
All right. Well, here's the rant.
Apologize.
Very Christian comment.
Here's Dave.
I apologize.
Dave.
Gordon, does the name Matthew Taylor Coleman mean anything to you?
Wasn't he in Who's the Boss?
I'll go with that.
No. He is the surf instructor from California and QAnon follower who murdered his children because he believed that his wife had passed on serpent DNA to
them. Oh, yeah, yeah. I do remember that story.
So he was deemed incompetent to stand trial.
Why?
In October of 2023, and he was ordered to be committed for treatment. And his attorneys, I guess, have been dragging this out, and so the court has given him or his team a February 18th deadline to agree to a treatment plan for him. And those who, I guess, are witnesses in the facility where he's currently being held, they say that all he does is ramble incoherently and that he's repeatedly tried to mutilate himself by cutting and punching himself and slamming his head into the toilet.
All right. My coworkers can say the same thing about me.
At some point.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, yes, the guy's mentally ill. It's the tricky thing, though, of, like
does that preclude you from paying for your crime?
It's such a tough one. I mean, it's because,
like, you have to be mentally ill to do something like that, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you didn't do it.
I know, but isn't it like you guys ever have nightmares of what if you drank or someone slipped you some pill and you woke up and you had done something that you had no memory of, that you didn't even know what it was, and then you go through a huge trial?
You have thoughts like this?
Yes. It's like the perfect short story.
Someone slips you a pill, and you
go on a murder rampage or something, and you don't remember it.
Right, or you do something. Now, the story, I think, would be better is if you all this evidence leads to you, but you actually didn't do it, but you don't know because you had no memory of it. So you have no way of proving it or disproving it, and you have to find others that can prove or disprove it.
Let's write that story.
Okay. I mean, it's...
It's a race against time.
And there's, like, surveillance video of someone that looks just like you. You have no memory of it.
It's just interesting, the idea of moral agency and culpability in these cases where you guys have probably had it in all our drinking days. You wake up the next morning, and people are telling you things that you have no memory of doing. So isn't that strange that, well, then who is the person that was doing it? What is the consciousness that's doing it? I know the body that's doing it, but what's the consciousness? Where's the identity in that?
I don't know, man.
You blew my mind.
Yeah, I've been smoking out with Corby over here.
All right, speaking of drugs, so this is...
Yeah!
This is wild.
Here's one for you, Corby.
So in Colombia, they had a six-hour government meeting that, for the first time ever, they broadcast live.
Okay.
So to just... full transparency, let the citizens of Colombia see the inner workings of their government. And so their president, Gustavo Petro.
It's their OnlyFans. They opened up wide and let everybody see the inner workings.
Right.
Yeah.
And so their president, Gustavo Petro, he is a severe leftist.
Okay.
And
so he writes with his left hand.
Yes. Only with his left hand.
Libs.
But he... during this live broadcast, he was making arguments for the legalization of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
He said, scientists have analyzed this. Cocaine is no worse.
It's like wine.
Hold on.
Oh.
He says, cocaine is no worse than whiskey. If you want peace, you have to dismantle the business of drug trafficking. It could easily be dismantled. If they legalize cocaine in the world, it would be sold like wine. And he said, it's fentanyl that's killing Americans, and that's not made in Colombia. Fentanyl was created as a pharmacy drug by North American multinationals, and those who consume it become addicted. But he's saying that cocaine doesn't have those same addictive properties. Okay, I guess it is addictive. But
there's a kernel of truth in what he's saying. But the whole argument for
at
legalization
ease.
Of drugs.
Kernel
of
truth.
Kernel of truth.
Kernel of truth.
But so the idea is, okay, harm reduction here. People are going to try to get a hold of cocaine anyway. At least give them cocaine that's not laced with fentanyl that can kill somebody.
Right, and then let's not let drug runners with machine guns profit from it.
Yeah, if you make it legal, then
the becomes, government gets the money.
You reduce the crime all around.
What do you think the
drugs? But I don't. The problem is, and I don't know that there's a clear answer. At least in my mind, there's not a clear answer to it. Which is, well, what's the right thing to do? Because I do think that if there's cocaine that you can just go buy over the counter at CVS, I think we're going to have more people using cocaine.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. What is legalization of pot, like in however many states now, 18 or 20 or whatever it is, what has that done to the crime syndicate of weed?
I would think it was, I don't know, but I think it has reduced the crime surrounding
it. Has to, right?
Yeah. Now, I think that we're going to find there's going to be another shoe drops on the whole everybody's using weed now business.
Like
there's no
what?
Free lunch, it seems like, in the world. I think that there, I read that there's finding some connection between maybe the explosion of dementia and things like this that may be related to weed usage. I don't know if that's true. I just saw a piece on that, read the headline, but haven't read it yet. See, he doesn't remember me even talking about it. But it does worry me.
Dementa.
I want to think that weed is something that is completely consequence-free.
Yeah.
My brain
but yet
are perfectly fine.
I've known guys who use it all the time.
Yeah, and you
and
can
I
tell.
And I swear it seems like it did kind of fry their brain.
Yeah, absolutely. I have acquaintances like that as well where you can clearly tell.
Mm-hmm. So maybe it's just like the Buddha would say, is everything in moderation. That's
right,
not an exact
yeah,
quote,
yeah.
But
don't.
He was more middle pathy, but
don't be stoned more than you're not stoned.
Right.
Like the
keep
guys
that ratio, bro.
The guys that wake up and start their day with who are we talking about this with the other day? That starting it off with
he doesn't remember.
Courtney, oh yeah,
remember who we're talking
it was
about.
It,
talking about a wake and bake
in your sphere. Yeah, waking and baking and putting butter in your coffee, weed butter in your coffee, and just starting the day off that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird, but that goes on. People are highly functional, right? Like that.
Yeah. Everyone is affected differently. It depends on your own brain chemistry. And for some people, it puts them into the couch. Other people, it makes them really energized.
So of the four of us, I think only two of us have tried cocaine.
Cocaine in moderation.
Figure out which two.
That's the task.
By the way,
if you want to guess, you can guess on my Blue Sky or Twitter, which of the two of us have done cocaine. Of the four?
I think I know. Speaking of cocaine, so according to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, in 2023, cocaine production in Colombia reached a record high.
Yo.
How many tons of cocaine were manufactured in Colombia in 2023?
12?
Tons.
How many tons?
Let's say
10,000.
5,000 tons.
Okay, you guys are both over.
Your two guesses were 12 and 10,000.
2,600. 2,600.
Okay. It's a lot of tons.
It is a lot of tons.
Times 2,000 pounds.
And then it gets to America.
And then we turn it into 10,000 tons with fentanyl.
See, I'm a wimp. Even if I wanted to try cocaine, there's no way I would trust it.
Bitch. Yeah, because
no!
you don't know what it's cut with.
I know.
Bleach, chalk,
or fentanyl.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Hot dogs. If you see diced hot dogs in your cocaine, you should run.
Absolutely.
Boy, that is one of the more underrated movies of our lifetime, Johnny Depp and Blow.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Hot Dog the Movie.
Not Hot Dog the Movie.
Dog?
We know that's properly rated.
I don't even remember Blow.
You don't? It was
no.
So he basically was the first
Do you think Johnny Depp is Corby's movie Baker Mayfield?
Yes, absolutely.
You do always talk about Johnny Depp.
I do not. I really don't.
We need to go over all of your Baker Mayfields and other fields of life.
Like if he could sit in the Papasan.
Jason Isbell.
And then watch his wife with Baker and Johnny Depp.
That
would
dream,
be his ultimate
Corby?
Fantasy.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh my God!
Hey, is Mike Ehrmantraut here at the Super Bowl?
No, he wasn't able to make it, Bob.
He's so put out so with you great. Even asking the question.
It's so great.
What you're gonna do? You're gonna take off the headset. You're gonna set it down, and you're gonna walk away.
Where's
wow.
Walter?
So great,
Walter. I'm not going to tell you. Leave right now.
Stop. This
Why
is,
have you been
this
hiding this your whole life?
This is non-consensual Mike Ehrmantraut. Ehrmantraut. What's his name? Ehrmantraut?
Like imagine.
Ehrmantraut.
Imagine having this level of.
It's the worst superpower ever.
Of voice talent that you're just sitting on Mike Ehrmantraut this
for like 15 years.
All these years.
15 years.
Just, I can't stand it.
Well, what?
I liked him in the show. But he did get to where he would bug me, to where he delivered every line the same way, in that put-out way.
But that's what was perfect.
Mm. What if Rick Skinlonen asked Mike Ehrmantraut for directions?
Yeah, can you tell me how to get to the candy store?
You're going to get in your car. You're going to drive down this road, and you're going to drive it right off the cliff.
I don't think Rick can drive a car.
Yeah, I'll tell my mommy those directions.
We don't need Rick behind the wheel of any automobile ever.
Gosh, what a wonderful little treat that was.
My favorite playlist ever.
Rant Revival.
All right.
Which skin line was that? Was that Rick?
That was Rick,
okay.
Yeah.
Who just gets dumber and dumber and dumber each passing day.
When did he start to get dumb?
I think pretty early on, because Craig and I really got a kick out of making him a simpleton. And still to this day, I think one of my favorite jokes ever, ever, ever that I've been a part of is a very simple one that Rick did one time, which was,
you know what my favorite thing to do with a girl is? Help people.
I just love that joke so much.
He's so innocent.
He's
pure.
So innocent. So innocent.
We talk Super Bowl next.
There's the rant.
Take it.